Hey everyone, Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett with me. Here is my friend Brio. Today we're going to be talking about the San Juan Valley Trail Riders and opportunities for you to get outside on horseback and get the most out of your adventure here in the Four Corners. Hey everybody, Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett, thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Mayor's Table. We have some very special guests with us today. We have the San Juan Valley Trail Riders, and with me is Kathy Cumberworth. Kathy, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Absolutely. Robin Kelly, who's with us. Alicia, who's not mic'd up, but we've got Wilma here in the background. She's given great support and just beautiful animals with us here today. But Kathy, you and I have been talking for 4 years, I think, probably, of having this episode.
Yeah.
To talk about the trail ride opportunities here in our area, really maybe the broader Four Corners, some of the events that you all put on, how long, you know, kind of the history. We've talked about the history of this, and I'd just love to get kind of all that out for our viewers so they have some context. I mean, when we talk a lot about outdoor recreation and trails, we're talking mostly what seems to be mountain biking and motorized and some hiking, but people have been riding horses here for a very long time, and I know your family's been involved in that, so tell us a little bit about that history.
Okay, so in 1975, my parents actually started the Navajo Lake Trail Ride. It is a competition that we travel roughly 20 miles. One group does about 20 miles on Saturday. Another group does closer to 30. And then we come back in, have usually a nice dinner and a potluck with the whole group. And we go back out again on Sunday, and you do again another 18 to 20 as one group. And roughly about 25 people do the other group. And you're judged both by a veterinarian judge that judges the horses. And then there is also a horsemanship judge that judges riders, how well they're taking care of their horses. And it's just a great learning opportunity on how to just take care of your horse.
Yeah.
Out in the trail situation. So Navajo Lake is the second longest running ride in the nation.
That's crazy.
49 years this year, Mother's Day weekend. And then we also hosted, starting in the early 80s, Chokecherry Canyon Trail Ride.
Okay.
And it starts over on the La Plata side. And in the past, it used to come on up and over the cliffs and into the glade and to the Chokecherry Canyon side. And that's actually how the Road Apple Rally started.
So I think it's funny, you know, I've got a sticker on my coffee mug that is the Road Apple Rally sticker, which is a mountain bike race. And it's also the nation's longest continuous running mountain bike race, but it's a horse. And of course, a road apple is
a horse poo.
Horse poo.
So yes, Dr. Clark started that alongside with my parents back in the early 80s. And since we already had the established horse trails, he's like, I want to start a mountain bike race. Can I use your horse trails? And there were a couple of years that we did it on the exact same weekend.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the best scenario.
Makes it a little rough.
And now that Chokecherry is so motorized, we pretty much stay on the west side of La Plata Highway now for the horse competition.
Is that kind of in the Pinyon Mesa area?
Yes. Yeah,
which exactly. Is also a beautiful,
yes.
Those are beautiful landscapes. Well, with us we have Copper, which is your 17-year-old
Foxtrotter.
We have Brio, who's our 10-year-old. Robin, tell us about Brio.
Oh, Brio's a Foxy Fino, and I just do trail riding on her. And it's a great opportunity to get your horse going out with the group. Mm-hmm. And I'd say the other thing about the trail rides that is really nice is that they create an opportunity to go out and there's water and there's other people there, so you're not alone trying to forge a trail. And that the Trail Rider Association does a really good job, NATREC does a good job of setting you up and setting you up with camp and help and support.
Yeah.
So it takes all of the scariness out of it.
Yeah, I mean, that would, for me, I mean, if I was going to go out as a novice, I would obviously want to go with a group of people who knew kind of what they're doing. But I mean, that opens up that question. I mean, how frequently are we bringing new people into the group? Are we seeing it? Is it growing? Is the interest growing in horseback riding?
I think as far as some of the organized stuff is, it is a little bit, feathering off some. But we do meet new people. I've just met Alicia here in the last couple of years, and that was all due to the competitive trail riding. We would like to obviously boost our numbers a little bit more, but it's still going pretty strong in the nation.
Sure. Well, so. Alicia's back here. We have Wilma, who's just a beautiful Belgian draft horse that I've just met today, but just gorgeous. So we have the San Juan Valley Trail Riders. Are there other trail ride organizations here in our area?
Robin, is there other organized ones? I mean,
the endurance riders are coming.
Yes.
Down. But I think that one of the things that the trail riding organization speaks to is that you don't have to be just competitive trail ride. There's eventers and there's dressage riders, and it's a really great rodeo. Opportunity to get your horse out on the trail so that they see other things. There's barrel racers. We have people from all different organizations that come in, 4-H, and we're working on getting kids.
Yes.
Yeah, because the kids are so much fun.
Well, we've had that National High School Rodeo here in the past.
Yeah.
Is it coming back, I think? Anyways, I won't get into that. But, yeah, getting, I think, the kids. And, you know, as myself as a child, my grandfather raised Morgan horses up in Montana. So I spent summers with him and around horses. My sister raised horses up in, you know, northern Colorado. I did the Gymkhana rodeos with her. And actually, we have Gymkhana rodeos going on here. We're just north of the sheriff's posse. And they've got a bunch of different events that are going on. They have a great Facebook page if you want to check out the San Juan County Sheriff's Posse. But they've got the Gymkhana rodeos, which are starting June 5th, and that will run for 9 weeks every Monday at 6:30. They also have the every other Tuesday night junior bull riding, so really focused on getting the kids involved.
They have the most wonderful 6 to 7 mile loop out here that we come out and ride out here a lot all winter, because it's so, the terrain is just wonderful for wet winter riding.
Sure.
You're not going to slip and fall, so we come out here and ride from here a lot all winter.
You know, one of the things that's important, I think, in this, you know, kind of this episode is to talk about trail etiquette. Mm-hmm. We probably don't talk about it enough, and just there are so many user groups who are on our trails. Alicia used the term earlier, it's like the Wild West here in New Mexico. Not a lot of signage, not a lot of, you know, instruction on who has the right-of-way, but, you know, nationally speaking, I think the right-of-way, as you have explained to me, is that horses
are first,
mm-hmm. and then humans, and then mountain bikes, and then motorized. And that, really everything should yield to the horse. We were talking earlier, just, you know, for these animals, we don't want them to be spooked on the trail. We don't want them to be in a position where they could, you know, be injured. So people announcing themselves, it's, you can hear the motorized, but it's harder to hear the mountain bikes.
Correct.
And if there's people hiking, Robin, you made the comment that it would be great for people to talk.
Yeah, talk, and then I think the other thing is with the mountain bikers is stop.
Yeah.
Stop, and so that the horse can look at you and see you and say hello, and we'll do our best to keep moving smoothly along.
Yeah.
But yeah, the horses can be pretty scared of mountain bikes, especially when they're going so fast towards you.
Sure.
Most of the time, they just need to hear a human voice. Just say hello to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't hide in the bushes.
Don't hide in the bushes. Correct. So.
Well, great. Where, if somebody was coming down, could they, if they were coming down to Farmington, they were interested in getting a hold of your group, where would they, who would they call, how would they get a hold of you?
They can always get a hold of the San Juan Valley Trail Riders, does have a Facebook page, and then there is the bigger group that's got a little bit more activity on it on Facebook, would be our NATRC Region 3 Facebook page, and that is the national group, and NATR stands for the North America Trail Ride Conference, and that's what we do with a lot of the organized events is through the NATRC group. The San Juan Valley Trail Riders are just kind of the local people that do host the competitions here in the Farmington and Four Corners area.
Okay.
And then they can always email me, which is just my name, KathyCumberworth@yahoo.com. I'm more than happy to help get people interacted with other people and tell them where some trails are. I've GPSed and mapped a bunch of trails all around this whole area, and they're out there and available for people that aren't familiar.
The City of Aztec's website has that trail information on there?
Yep, under their tourism and recreation tabs.
Do you know if, like, the All Trails app or those apps also have horseback riding trails listed on them for people to access?
They do.
They have some. And the GPS data that's on the Aztec website, you can load that into Gaia, and it has all of the arches around here.
Yep.
And so you can plug that in and then go out and unload somewhere and ride towards the arch or whatever you're looking for. And that's
and we've actually found about a dozen arches that the city of Aztec didn't even know existed until we got out there on our horses.
Yeah.
And I'll send them GPS cord.
There's like 400 arches or something.
Yeah,
it's really crazy.
That Caballo Canyon Rock Gardens area is an amazing area to ride in. So we go out there a lot for the wintertime also.
Do you guys ever go out to the Bistai and horseback ride out there?
Oh, yeah. Love it out there.
That's great.
I go at least once a year, and every single time I go out there and ride, I find something new that I didn't see the time before.
Yeah. One of the areas, we're trying to grow this outdoor recreation economy. Obviously, equestrian is a great opportunity. Is anybody currently running trail rides as a tourism type activity here in San Juan County?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I know they do some stuff out at Monument Valley and then up across the street from Purgatory. That has changed ownership recently, so I'm not sure what the name is now, but they do some.
So there's an opportunity there. We're always looking to try and fill those niches, those gaps, and if somebody was interested, I think this group would be a great group to get with, and if they wanted to just, start the groundwork of building that type of business.
When I graduated from college, I lived in Oklahoma and Kansas for a lot of years, and I moved back to New Mexico for the public lands. This is the main reason I came back.
Wow.
And my family's from here.
Sure.
That was, secondary. Just kidding. That's a joke.
Well, we are blessed with those public lands. It makes, getting outside so much more accessible than probably anywhere else in the United States. But going out there and, we talk about people being responsible and respecting the other users, and I think that's really important when it comes to our equestrian groups and, all the groups in general. But, these animals are amazing animals, and we need to respect that.
Yeah.
Kathy, anything else you want to kind of add?
Anything else?
Robin?
The logo is it come ride with us.
Yes,
come ride with us.
So
I could tell these horses are tired of being on the sandstone.
There is a great website. It's the natrc3.org is the website. And then they can also go on to the NATRC Region 3 Facebook page.
All right.
There's a couple of the local places to get our events calendar. There's a lot of information on there for the organized trail riding. But if anybody just wants to come and do any pleasure trail riding, they can just email me or get a hold of me through the Facebook.
Great. So. Well, lots of good information for anybody interested in getting involved in equestrian and trailback riding. We have a good foundational group of individuals that are ready to help you. Lots of great national events taking shape here as well. So Kathy and Robin and Alicia, Wilma, Brio, and Copper, thanks for joining us here on the Mayor's Table today. We look forward to having you here next time. We'll see you then.